Hello, this is Auntie Irene. I've come to tell you a story from the Bible today. It's a story that Jesus told when he was here on earth, and his stories were called parables. A parable is a story with a special meaning, and we're going to find out what this story means. It's called The Man Who Helped, and it's from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. In Luke chapter 10, verse 27, someone says to Jesus that the laws are, love the Lord your God and your neighbour as yourself. But who are our neighbours? We think of our neighbours as the people who live next door or in the same street as us. But maybe there's more to it than that. In today's Bible story, someone asked Jesus the question, who is my neighbour? Let's find out what Jesus answered. This is the parable that Jesus told. One day, a man who was on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was travelling along a lonely road with big rocks along the way. He was all by himself, so it was a dangerous journey. As he walked along, some robbers who'd been hiding behind the rocks jumped out at him and attacked him. They wanted to steal his things. They stole all his belongings and tore his clothes. They pushed him and left him lying by the side of the road, badly hurt. The man felt so poorly. He was so sore. He couldn't move. If only someone would come and help me, he thought. And he just lay there, hoping and hoping that someone would come and help him. As he lay there, listening, he could hear a scrunch, scrunch on the rocky path. Someone was coming. He lifted his head as much as he could, and he saw that the man, who was dressed in lovely clothes, was a priest. He worked in God's temple. He taught people about God. Surely this man will help me, thought the injured man. But no, he crossed the road before he got to the man and walked by on the other side. Probably he was scared to stop. We don't know, but the injured man was disappointed. He hadn't helped him. He lay there again, feeling worse and worse. If only there was someone to help. If only someone would just give him a drink. Then he heard some more scrunch, scrunch on the rocky path. He lifted his head and he could see that this man had special robes on too. He was called a Levite and he worked in the temple also. And he knew God's law. Oh, surely this man will help me. But no, this man did walk over and look at the man. And then he probably looked round at the rocks and the darkening sky and thought, those robbers might get me. And he walked on without doing anything to help. When people see others in need and do nothing to help them, they're being selfish. They are putting themselves first. They know it's right to help, but they do nothing. Sometimes they're too busy. Sometimes they're too scared. But God can change lives. When we love the Lord Jesus, he will help us to love other people more and want to help them, even when it's very hard. In our story, Jesus said the man was still there, lying on the road. And the next person to come down the road was an ordinary man from another country. He was called a Samaritan. He came from a place called Samaria. Now, the injured man was Jewish, and Jews and Samaritans usually hated each other. So when the injured man realized that the next person coming was a Samaritan, he wouldn't expect this man to help him. Oh no, he thought, there's no help here. But what's this? The Samaritan stopped and saw the man in trouble. As soon as he saw him, he felt sorry for him and at once started to help. Oh, you poor man, have a drink of water. Here, Let me put some oil on your wounds. They used oil, olive oil, to clean cuts in those days. Then he bandaged the cuts. We must get you away from this place, he said. Come on, I'll help you get onto my donkey. And together they went down the road to an inn, a place where they could stay for the night. There, the Samaritan man paid for the man to have a room to sleep in, and then he looked after him, made sure he was comfortable and could rest. The next morning, the Samaritan man got up. He said to the innkeeper, I've got to go on my journey today, but that man still needs rest and help. Will you look after him? Here's 2 silver coins. That should cover it. But if not, I'll pay you when I come again. That Samaritan man had really helped the poor injured man, hadn't he? He hadn't just felt sorry for him. He'd done something about it. You see, just feeling sorry for someone doesn't help them. We need to do something, even if it is difficult or takes time. If we love Jesus, we must be like him and love other people, even people who wouldn't normally be our friends. At the end of the story, Jesus asked the man who'd asked him the question, which of the 3 men was a neighbour? I wonder who you think. I'm sure you all think it was the Samaritan man. The teacher knew the right answer too. The one who helped him. Being a good neighbour was nothing to do with where he lived. He just saw a person in need and he helped him. Jesus said, go and do the same. You see, God cares about everyone. He wants the people who love him to be caring to those we know, like our families and our friends, but also to care for people in need everywhere, even those we don't know yet. How can we help people we do know? Well, we can pray for them. We can help them in special ways. We can help our mum in the house or our dad in the work he's doing. We can help our teachers in school by being obedient and listening to them. And we can help our friends by being kind and sharing, and even being kind to people who aren't very nice to us. For the people we don't know, we can pray for them and think about them and ask God to help them where they are. We can never be perfect. Only Jesus never did anything wrong. But we can say sorry to Jesus when we get things wrong, when we aren't as helpful as we might be, and he'll forgive us. And we can ask him to help us to be a good neighbour, just like the man in Jesus' story. Let's end our story with a prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you teach us through these stories in the Bible. Help us to remember what we've heard. Help us to put it into practice. Help us to be good friends and neighbours so that we can live the way you want us to live. Amen.